AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's lost his bid to throw out the plea deals for the accused mastermind of the 9/11 attacks and two other defendants. Sucker Magani has details.
The deals would have the three men plead guilty in exchange for being spared possible execution. Supporters of the agreement saw them as a way to resolve the troubled case against the men at Guantanamo Bay, where pretrial hearings have been underway for more than a decade. But Austin quickly said he was nullifying the deals, arguing he should have the authority to decide on any such arrangements. The White House said it was his call.
This was something for the secretary to make, and he made it.
But defense lawyers said Austin did not have the legal authority to make it. And a military appeals court has now ruled against his effort, putting the agreements back on track. Austin could still take his bid to a federal appeals court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on two groups linked to Russian and Iranian disinformation campaigns that targeted this year's election. Russian missiles and drones hit multiple targets in Ukraine, including the capital. And of course, 2025's already arrived in many parts of the globe. Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Auckland in New Zealand became the first major city to celebrate as thousands thronged downtown or climbed the city's ring of volcanic peaks for a fireworks vantage point, a light display recognised indigenous people. Countries in the South Pacific Ocean are the first to ring in the new year, with midnight in New Zealand striking 18 hours before the ball drop in Times Square in New York. After New Zealand, fireworks blasted off the Sydney Harbour Bridge and across the bay. More than a million Australians and others gathered at the iconic Sydney Harbour for the celebration. Asia prepares for the Year of the Snake. Much of Japan shut down ahead of the nation's biggest holiday as temples and homes undergo a thorough cleaning. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. U.S. investigators, including Boeing representatives, have examined the crash site in South Korea where 179 people were killed. Safety inspections underway on all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by South Korean Airlines. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Major indexes closed mostly lower on Wall Street on the final day of another record-setting year. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% Tuesday. The benchmark index racked up a gain of 23.3% for the year, the second straight year with gains of more than 20%, something that last happened in 1998. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 29 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.9%. Big tech stocks led this year's rally, pushing the Nasdaq Composite to a yearly gain of 28.6%. The Dow, which is far less weighted with tech, rose 12.9% for the year. Markets will be closed on Wednesday. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.